Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 53. And we're starting a new module. Monitoring, alerting, and incident response. Alice, we've spent the last 10 episodes on building secure infrastructure. Now we're talking about watching it. How do you know when something's going wrong?
And that shift matters. Everything up to this point has been about prevention. Building walls. This module is about detection and response. Because here's the reality, prevention eventually fails. Not might fail, will fail. A credential gets stolen, a new vulnerability is disclosed in a library you depend on, an insider does something they shouldn't. The question isn't whether something bad will happen, it's whether you'll know about it in time to do something.
Right. So where do you start with monitoring?
Start with the signals that matter most. Authentication anomalies are the highest value signals for most legal SaaS platforms. A spike in failed login attempts from one IP address. That's a credential stuffing attack, where someone is trying leaked passwords from other breaches against your system. We covered that back in episode 14, a successful login from an unusual country, followed immediately by a bulk data export. That's an account takeover in progress. Multiple MFA failures before a success. That might be an MFA fatigue attack, which we discussed in episode 21.
And beyond logins.
Authorization violations. Every time a user tries to access something they don't have permission for, log it. One occurrence is a UI bug. 10 occurrences from the same user in a minute, targeting different client records. That's someone probing for IDOR vulnerabilities, trying to access other people's data by changing the ID in the request. We covered that in episode 6. Then there's data access volume. A lawyer reviewing 20 documents in our case file is normal. The same account downloading every document across every client in the system? That's either an insider threat or a compromised account.
Yeah, so you're watching logins, access violations, and data volume. But here's what I wonder. If you monitor everything, don't you end up drowning in alerts?
That's exactly the problem. It's called alert fatigue, and it's killed more security programs than any attacker. Forrester Research found that security operations teams receive an average of 11,000 alerts per day. A study in ACM computing surveys found that alert fatigue causes teams to miss up to 30% of alerts. They go completely uninvestigated.
30% of security alerts just ignored.
The Target breach in 2013 is the textbook example. Their security monitoring system, FireEye, detected the malware. It generated alerts. The security team in Bangalore saw the alerts. Nobody acted on them. The breach exposed 40 million credit card numbers. The technology worked perfectly. The alerting process failed. And that's a company with a dedicated security team. For a small legal tech team with maybe 5 developers and no full-time security person, the risk of alert fatigue is even worse.
So how do you design alerts that people actually respond to?
3 principles. First, fewer, higher quality alerts. Don't alert on every failed login. Alert on patterns. 12 failed logins from the same IP targeting admin accounts in 3 minutes. 1 alert. High confidence, actionable. Second, contextual enrichment. The alert shouldn't just say failed login from IP address. It should say failed login from IP address that's a known Tor exit node, never seen before, targeting admin accounts, 12 attempts in 3 minutes. Give the responder enough context to act immediately without having to go dig through logs.
Right, and severity levels?
Tier your alerts. Critical. Successful admin login from an unknown country. Page someone immediately. Force terminate the session. High. Bulk data export 10 times above normal volume. Page within 15 minutes. Investigate. Medium. Credential stuffing pattern detected. Review within 4 hours. Consider blocking the IP. Low user accessing more files than usual. Log it for the daily security review. Not every alert is a fire. But the fires need to reach someone who can act. Immediately.
Now, I keep hearing the term SIM. What is that, and does a small team need one?
SIEM stands for Security Information and Event Management. It's a platform that collects logs from all your systems, your application, your database, your cloud infrastructure, correlates events across those sources, and generates alerts. The power of a SIEM is connection. It sees SIP failed to log in 5 times, then succeeded, then accessed the admin panel, then started downloading documents. Individual log sources can't connect those dots. A SIEM can.
Yeah, but that sounds expensive and complex for a small team.
They can be. And for a small team, say, building a case management SaaS with 10 to 50 customers, you often don't need a full SIEM. Start with log aggregation. Tools like the Elk Stack, that's Elasticsearch, Logstash, and Kibana, or Grafana Loki, centralize your logs. Write simple alert rules for the high-priority signals, failed login spikes, admin privilege changes, bulk data access. 5 well-tuned alert rules in a log aggregation system are more effective than a SIEM that nobody has time to configure properly. Graduate to a SIEM when your user base, team, or compliance requirements demand it.
And someone has to actually respond to these alerts, right? Who does that on a small team?
You need clear ownership. A named person, or a rotation if you have enough people, who reviews security alerts daily and responds to critical alerts immediately. They need escalation paths. If I can't handle this, who do I call? And they need decision authority. The on-call person must be able to block an IP, terminate a session, or disable an account without waiting for a manager to approve it. Because if an account takeover is in progress and a response takes 2 hours because someone needed permission to act, that's 2 hours of data exfiltration.
Right. Pre-written playbooks for common scenarios.
Exactly. A runbook. A documented set of steps for each common scenario. When you see credential stuffing, check the source IP. Check if any accounts were compromised. Block the IP if it's external. Force password resets on any accounts that had successful logins during the attack window. Pre-written steps reduce response time from hours to minutes. NIST updated their incident response guidance, SP 800-61 Revision 3, in April 2025. It now maps directly to the Cybersecurity Framework 2.0 functions, and it specifically recommends playbook-style documentation.
And the dashboards, what should they show at a glance?
4 things: authentication health, login success and failure rates, unusual geography, NFA adoption. Access patterns. Who's accessing what? Any cross-client data access that shouldn't happen. API health, request per second, error rates, rate limit triggers, and dependency health, known vulnerabilities in your current libraries. These dashboards aren't just operational. They're evidence. When a client or a regulator asks, how do you monitor for security incidents? You show the dashboard in the alert history.
Next episode, incident response playbooks. What happens when monitoring catches something real and you need to contain a breach?
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.